donuts. Mm-mm.
That was Brad Dunn from Seattle. a guitarist extraordinaire. That was the song Two Fools. He's going to be in town at the end of the month. He's going to be playing at Thor's Palace. Move the microphone a bit. Thor's Palace on March 31st and at the Little Mountain Gallery on Sunday, April 1st in the afternoon. A new all-ages afternoon series that's going to start up at Little Mountain Gallery, 26th in Maine. I remember once being at Chris Riffick, host of Parts Unknown show, house, and he had had some folks over to play some music, kind of a house show thing, and Brad Dunn kind of walked up. He had just been watching the show and was like, "Hey, do you mind if I play a couple of songs on guitar?" And I was like, "Sure." And he was incredible. He is a master of the guitar in the John Fahey vein. So I'd definitely recommend getting over to Thor's Palace or Little Mountain Gallery at the end of the month. You're listening to Dunkin's Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. A pretty good show lined up here. Lots of great stuff. Some new magnetic fields, some new tops, some new babysitter, some new My Friend Wallace, new David Barclay band. I'm very excited about this show. You're in for a lot of treats. First up, new Beach House. I love Baltimore's Beach House. Their last album was one of my favorite of 2010, and they're going to put out a new album in May. It's called Bloom, and the first single is called Myth. Let's give it a listen. It's very Beach Housey. If it's not your thing, take a walk. But for everyone else, let's just float in it. Here we go.
what you would like us to do. When we have children, let's have 72. Until then, we must be resigned to our fate. I love you, baby, but God wants us to wait. I guess it's true, I should have told you before. And not have waited till we're nude on the floor. Though it would be the perfect end to our date. I love you, baby, but God wants us to wait. Now you might like to kiss the dew on my hand. But when male and female created he them, our Lord intended us forever to mate. I love you, baby, but God wants us to wait. Could you be happy in the knowledge of sin? Although it may not be a crime in our state. I love you, baby, but God wants us to wait. How much more wonderful to anticipate. I love you, baby, but God wants us to wait.
The 26th annual Brave New Playwrights Festival is almost here. Get stoked for comedies, tragedies, musicals, fairy tales, and dramas.
To be or not to be.
This year's festival includes over 30 actors, 12 plays, 12 directors, over a dozen designers, one stage reading, nearly 20 crew members, and 26 years of history under its belt. If that was too much math for you, just go to bravenew.ca for info and tickets. Brave New Playwrights, March 28th to April 1st.
Yeah.
right, that was Tops from Montreal. They have a new album out on Arbutus Records, home of Sean Nicholas Savage and Silly Kissers and Grimes. I think that there's members of other bands from that label on this band called Tops, but I find it very hard to find information about Arbutus Records. It's all sort of cloaked in an orgiastic mystery. I think they're all sleeping with each other. I don't know. I can't tell. They all live in a house or something. I don't know. It's confusing, but I love their music, so that's all that really matters. That was from the new cassette release, Tender Opposites, and the song Seven Babies, V-I-I Babies. I can't tell. Anyways, babies. Tops are going to be in town. They're coming Thursday, March 29th. They're going to be playing at the what used to be A&B Sound and is now some other venue. 568? Yeah, 568. Cool beans. Before that, we heard The Magnetic Fields, their new album, Love at the Bottom of the Sea. That was the song God Wants Us to Wait. They're going to be playing at the Vogue this Sunday. I'm going. It's exciting. Got a babysitter. Yeah. At the top, we heard Beach House from their forthcoming album, Bloom, the song Myth. As I was listening to that song, I was remembering the last time I heard Beach House play. I had had tickets to see them open for Vampire Weekend, but then something came up, so I sold the tickets, but I still really wanted to see Beach House. But no one wanted to go with me to the Malcolm Bowl to hang out outside. So I got a beer and went by myself and was laying there just on the other side of the fence at Malcolm Bowl, drinking a beer, you know, basking in the sunlight and just getting super maudlin and emo listening to Beach House. But it was wonderful. Beach House, I love you. Coming up next, we have a band called Cousins. They're from Halifax, I believe. And they're also coming to town. They're playing at the Astoria, yeah, on March 31st. Everybody's coming to town. It's wonderful. Cousins have a new song, album out called The Palm at the End of the Mind. It's on Saved by the Bell Records. But we're going to listen to the song Kyber from this new album. Here we go. Here is Kyber by Cousins. Bit of a yellow fever, quixotic feel. Yeah.
Friday, March 30th, it's a quadruple threat at the Interurban. Catch the Shilohs, Hollow Moon, the High Drops, and Dan Williams Art Show. With DJs Elliot Way and JP Doucette, shoegazing is definitely allowed as you chill to the sounds of folk, experimental, and dreamy rock pop all night long. Doors are at 8 and advance tickets are available at Scratch Records. That's the Shilohs, Hollow Moon, and the High Drops. The Shilohs at the Interurban Gallery are proudly sponsored by CITR.
Thank you.
beautiful, so nice, so wonderful. That was my friend Wallace from her split 7-inch with Watermelon. That was the song Better Things to Do, featuring a beautiful, it has a beautiful video directed by former CITR Vice President Jeff Vincent. Magical stuff. That song, yeah, Better Things to Do. And that record has been put out by Student Loan Records. A Jarrett Sampson joint. He's got a couple of records out. The other record that he's about to put out is a Babysitter Korean Gut 7-inch, which is incredible. So we heard the song from that, Babysitter, the song Holiday. And at the top, we heard Cousins with the song Kyber. In my friend Wallace news, very good news. Tomorrow night, she's playing with Fanshawe and Prophecy Sun at the Zoo Shop. Also, Crystal, who is the main lady behind my friend Wallace, has done an installation with Marin Cooley, and they're going to be, so they've decorated the Zoo Shop, so it should be quite an enchanting evening. Also happening tomorrow night at the Norm Theater, Blues Brothers. It's going to be there's a special screening of Blues Brothers put on by CITR and FilmSoc with CITR DJs. If you're on campus, it'll be a lot of fun. For the foodie set, between 5 and 10, outside of Gene on Main Street, my friend Alex and some other folks are putting on a food truck, kind of a pop-up food truck. How current can you get? It's called Fei Bing, and they're going to have a bunch of, I guess, dumplings and buns and stuff. I'm definitely going to make it. Anything that Alex makes food-wise is definitely worth checking out. Also Friday night at the Rio is a fundraiser for the Rio, featuring Half Chinese and Chris Riffick and a bunch of other folks. There's an afternoon program that's all ages if you want to go to that earlier on. Saturday night, the only show that I'll recommend, I don't know of other shows, that's why. I'm sure there's lots of great shows. But the one that I'd recommend is Weed and the Aaron Reed Band, also known as Soldrin. They're playing at a sort of a new venue called the Pit Unit Gallery, I guess. It's at 15 East Pender, and it'll be great. It starts at 9:30, goes till 12:30, and both Weed and Aaron Reed are excellent performers, so well worth your time. Let's give a listen to a couple of the ladies that are going to play tomorrow night at the Zoo Shop. So first up, Fanshawe with the song Off and On. This is kind of her only non-album track that's floating out there. It's very synth-heavy. Apparently the set tomorrow night is going to be synth heavy, and we're still waiting on the video that has been filmed for this song. I'm looking forward to seeing that. So here is Fanshawe and then some Prophecy Sun. Here we go.
kind of cities do we want to live in? How do we want our cities to be? Cannot be divorced from the question of what kind of people we want to be.
Join me, your host, Andy Longhurst, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. for The City, an hour dedicated to critical discussions of urban issues on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming live at citr.ca. For more information, visit the show's website at thecityfm.wordpress.com.
The alphabet has only 26 letters. With these 26 magic symbols, however, millions of words are written every day.
This month in Discorder, this month's cover features the experimental punk band Shearing Pinks, three dudes who have been an underground Vancouver staple since 2005 and have over 50 releases, big and small, under their belts. Also featured this month are The Bleeding Hearts, who released their debut EP this month, a review on Wim Wenders' latest film, the 3D dance epic Pina, an update on the Rio's ongoing battle to show movies and serve liquor, not to mention a bunch of excellent show and album reviews, and all of your regular features. Pick up your beautiful and free copy of Discorder at any Friends of CITR business, or if you've gone paperless, don't forget to check out Discorder at discorder.ca. Discorder, that magazine from CITR, supporting local music for over 25 years.
To you, I wanna know how you feel, and I don't wanna have to ask. I wanna get close to you. I want to be in your life, closer, 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 closer. A little bit closer now. A little closer, closer now. Closer. A little bit closer now. A little closer, closer now. Closer. A little bit closer now. A little closer, closer now. Closer. A little bit closer now. A little closer, closer now. Closer. A little bit closer now. I wanna know how you feel. A little closer, closer now. Closer. A little bit closer. A little bit closer now.
closer, a little bit closer now.
Was Nicholas Kirkovich from his 7-inch It Never Was You, the song It Never Was You, out on P.W. Elverum and Sons. Oh, great song. Very good use of a quarter. Thumbs up, Nicholas Kirkovich. Before that, we heard War of the Roses, a new David Barclay band. David Barclay, friend of the show, formerly of the Disquettes, La Guerre des Tuques. When he moved to San Diego a few years ago, he formed the Endless Bummer. And now he has started a postdoc at St. John's, Newfoundland, the opposite of San Diego in almost every way. And so he has a new band there called War of the Roses. And the album is called Consent. It was recorded as a part of like some sort of St. John's tradition where it's record an album in a month in February. So kind of like we have write a novel month, there they have record an album month. So that was February. I guess everybody's kind of shut in. There's not a lot. I mean, I've seen his photos. They look beautiful, but it's very foggy and stormy. So just kind of lay low, record an album, put it out, get things smooth. Very smooth. That was the song Closer. And that's the second album this week that I've gotten that has the word consent in the title that was recorded by a friend. Mike LaPointe, local man about town, girl fight DJ, also has a new band called Juice. And they have a mixtape out called Consent, and it is not radio friendly. I don't know where he found his collaborator, but she has a filthy mouth, and I don't think I can play it on the radio at noon. There's no way. So check out Juice. They have a Bandcamp up. Their Consent mixtape is fantastic. It's great, but I can't play it. I can't do it. It's too filthy. Great job. I mean that sincerely. Like, it's great, but wow. Okay, moving on. Let's get back to it. Rat Tail are from Toronto on Unfamiliar Records. They visited the show about a year and a half ago and did a live on-air performance. It was fantastic. And they have a new album out. It's self-titled, and this is the song Gas Mask. After that, we're going to hear Hamilton, Ontario's Witches, and then some Dog Day from Halifax. But starting us off, here is Rat Tail on Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM. That was Dog Day from Halifax. The album Deformer, the song Scratches. Before that, we heard Witches from Hamilton, Ontario, the song Adult Crimes. Oh, shoot, what did I do? At the top there, we heard Rat Tail from Toronto, the song Gas Mask. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. It was pretty good, I thought. I'm going to be completely honest with you. I thought that went pretty well. I didn't really mess up the controls too much. I think all those songs were pretty good. Not too much, very little filler, no clunkers. I treated you right for once. We're going to close things out with some Leonard Cohen. He has a new album out. It's called Old Ideas, and the old man still has some magic in him. We're going to hear the song Darkness. If you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast at citr.ca, and you can see the playlist at dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com. Thanks so much for spending the hour or however long you did with me, and I will see you next Thursday. Here we go. Here's Leonard Cohen.
summer. I just had to take a dive. When I knew it was easy, but darkness was the prize. I don't smoke no cigarette. I don't drink no alcohol. I ain't had much loving yet, but that's always been your call. Hey, I don't miss it, baby. I got no taste for anything at all. I used to love the rainbow. And I used to love the view. I love the early morning. I pretend that it was new. But I caught the darkness, baby. Got it worse than you. The darkness.